again. I'm Mike Roberts with my usual warm welcome to the sixth programme in my current series, The Golden Years Plus. As always, Samuel is again taking care of all things technical, and as I promised last week, this week I have selected a quality mix of more of the very best in music and song from years past, what I'm christening a sort of Mike's Mix. And who better to start our show than the First Lady of Song, Ella Fitzgerald, with this from George and Ira Gershwin. Yes, the real American folk song is a rag. A song composed in 1918, yes, 1918, by George Gershwin, with lyrics by brother Ira. It was the first song by the Gershwins to be performed on Broadway when it was featured in the musical Ladies First that same year. And if that didn't set your feet tapping, not a lot will. Now, regular listeners will know that I have featured a couple of times recent recordings where veteran singer Tony Bennett is duetting with the singing personalities of today, all of whom, it is reported, queued up for the opportunity to be included in the albums. And of course the reason is that today Tony is rightly positioned as the governor. But we must never forget that he took over the role when the first ever governor left us on the 14th of May, 1998. Frank Sinatra himself released the first ever duet album of this kind in 1993, and the vocal personalities of the time were queuing up just the same to perform with him the songs that he'd made his own. Names like Aretha Franklin, Barbara Streisand, Natalie Cole, Julie Iglesias, and yes, Tony Bennett too. The duet I like most, and the one I've chosen for you, is the one he performed so memorably with Carly Simon.
The torch I carry is handsome. It's worth its heartache in ransom. Now when that twilight steals I know how the lady in the harbor feels. When I want rain, I get sunny weather. I'm just as blue, blue as the sky. Since love has gone, can't get myself together. Guess I'll hang my tears out to dry.
In the wee small hours of the morning,
my friends ask me out, but I tell them I'm busy.
While the whole
I've got to get
wide world
got to get a new alibi.
You lie.
I hang around at home and ask myself,
think about
where is she?
Yes, I'll hang my tears out to dry.
Dry little teardrops,
my little teardrops,
moving on a string of dreams. My little memories, those little memories remind her of our crazy schemes.
Then
somebody said,
has learned its
just
lesson.
Forget about her.
You'd be his.
And I gave that
if
treatment
only he would
a try. I got along without her. Then one day
he passed me right by.
Frank Sinatra and Carly Simon duetting I Guess I'll Hang My Tears Out to Dry and In the Wee Small Hours of the Morning. And as the album sleeve refers to Sinatra's performance, the voice is eternal. We shall hear again from his duets album later in the series, I'm sure. His partner there, singer-songwriter Carly Simon, was born in the Bronx area of New York City on June 25, 1945, and at 72 is still professionally active today. She was most successful in the 1970s with a string of hits, of which one of the most recognized and remembered, I suppose, is You're So Vain. And another hit for her some years later in 1988, Let the River Run, was one for which she was herself composer, lyricist and performer, earning her the supreme accolade of becoming the first artist in history to win a combined Grammy Award, an Academy Award and a Golden Globe Award. A truly talented lady. Another lady for whom I have a bit of a soft spot is one who, way back in the early 60s, every Saturday night, would close my long-running FBS Malta music show, Mike's Mixture, for me. Julie London had a song for each month of the year, recorded in her 1956 Calendar Girl album. so each week I would close the program with her appropriate song of the month, like this one for the month of November.
The smell of burning leaves is in the air. November twilight steals across my heart. At 5 o'clock the streets are dark. Across the empty bandstand in the park, November twilight softly falls again. So still that you could hear a voice if one were calling. So quiet that you could hear a tear if one were falling. And April's laughter steals once more across the dark pavilion of my heart. And then I miss you most, miss you with the ache of long lost things, of sunburned garden swings when life was beautiful and love was young and gay. November.
Julie London and November Twilight, a track from my original long-playing vinyl album, Calendar Girl. The song was composed by Pete King with lyrics by Paul Webster, and Julie was the first to perform it. Well, we've just about reached the halfway point, so there's time for me to say I'm Mike Roberts, and you're listening to The Golden Years Plus. Contact details, if you need them, direct to me via my new email address, mikeroberts665@btinternet.com, or by any other conventional means via Campus FM. And to hear again or to catch up on any program you missed, then just go to webcasts on the station's website, where they're all available. Here is Sammy Davis Jr.
Girl of my dreams, now it seems this is how the story ends. She's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be friends? I thought for once it couldn't go wrong. Not for long, I can see the way this ends. She's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be friends? Never again, through with love and through with them. They play their game without shame, and who's to blame? I thought I'd found a girl I could trust. What a bust. This is how the story ends. She's gonna turn me down and say, how can't we be friends? Signal to stop. What a flop. This is how the story ends. She's gonna turn me down and say, she's gonna turn me down and say, she's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be, can't we be, can't we be, can't we be friends?
Sammy Davis Jr. and Can't We Be Friends? And I'm fairly confident in saying that that is the very first time I featured him in any of my programs on Campus FM. I surprised myself because what a great performer he is. Born in December 1925, he enjoyed a hugely successful career as a singer, tap dancer, actor, pianist, drummer, and comedian, performing with the likes of Frank Sinatra and other members of the Rat Pack. He was active until he died at 64 on May 16, 1990. The song we heard is a definite product of the Golden Years, composed in 1929 by Kay Swift, Can't We Be Friends? Has lyrics by Paul James and was first introduced on Broadway that same year in the musical revue The Little Show, with music by Arthur Schwartz and lyrics by Howard Dietz, and it ran for 321 performances. Let's listen now to Nora Jones with a song that is an entry in the Great American Songbook. It was written, released, and recorded in 1951 by Hank Williams. Here is Cold, Cold Heart.
I've tried so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Before my time made your heart sad and blue, and so my heart is paying now for things I didn't do. In anger and kind words I said that make the teardrops start. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? that you belong to me. But now I know your heart is shackled to a memory. The more I learn to care for you, the more we drift apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold?
Nora Jones and Cold Cold Heart, a song she included in her album Come Away With Me in 2001. As a singer, songwriter and actress, Nora Jones has sold some 50 million albums worldwide, and summer 2017 saw her touring the UK. Born in Brooklyn, New York on 30th of March 1979, at just 38 she clearly has great prospects ahead of her for a continuing, successful professional career. So I come to my last selection in this, the sixth programme of my final series, The Golden Years Plus. And to try and keep the balance reasonably right, I think it has to be from a male artist. Here's Paul Simon, definitely contributing to the plus element in the series title, with a title track from his 1986 album, Graceland.
I am following the river down the highway through the cradle of the Civil War. I'm going to Graceland, Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland. Poor boys and pilgrims with families, and we are going to Graceland. My traveling companion is 9 years old. He's the child of my first marriage. And I've reason to believe we both will be received in Graceland. She comes back to tell me she's gone. As if I didn't know that, as if I didn't know my own bed. As if I'd never noticed the way she brushed her hair from her forehead. She said, losing love is like a window in your heart. Everybody sees you're blown apart. Everybody sees the window. I'm going to Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland. Sockets, I'm looking at ghosts and empties. But I've reason to believe we all will be received in Graceland. There is a girl in New York City who calls herself a human trampoline. Sometimes when I'm falling, flying, tumbling in turmoil, I say, whoa. So this is what she means. She means we're bouncing into Graceland. And I see losing love is like a window in your heart. Well, everybody sees you're blown apart. Everybody feels the wind blow.
Paul Simon with the wonderful rhythms of South African music and Graceland, from an album that is estimated to have sold up to 16 million copies worldwide. It won the 1987 Grammy Award for Album of the Year and was hailed as one of the best albums of the 1980s. And it closes our show for another week, and when we meet again over the airwaves, I'll have another mix for you of more from the very best in music and song from years past. Samuel joins me from the other side of the microphone in thanking you all for listening. So until next time, whether on radio or online, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.